Talk number 1300 872 911. Ken's on the line up at Mareeba. Oh, this is Ken Harley. G'day, Ken.
G'day, John. Thanks for taking the call.
It's a pleasure.
John, I wanted to talk about, particularly about the meeting we're having in Mareeba on Sunday.
Yes.
It's sort of amazes you that a bloke like Dennis McKinley's had to put his head up. But, you know, a lifetime of community contribution, voluntary contribution. Yeah. He still works in voluntary organisations up there, 70 years old and retired, and really should be smelling the flowers. But here he is putting his head up again. So not a bad effort from Dennis. But, John, it's really important that people come through the gate there on Sunday.
Yeah.
The amount of people we get through the gate will be the measure that we'll be able to display to the Southerners, so to speak, to the authorities, so to speak.
Mm.
It'll be that amount of people. It's critical. So it's really important that people rock up. They don't have to participate, but just please come. And if they've got something to say, there'll be plenty of room for them to say. John, this juvenile crime issue is everywhere. It's been around now seriously, particularly this last 15 years that is my measure. It's been around. In Mareeba, it's probably worse in this last 2 years. However, in Mareeba, you have a willing community of Australians, both black and white. I call everyone Australians. And we have a multicultural community there as well, a big multicultural part of our population in Mareeba. And we have backpackers from all over the world, young people, but all over the world that love Mareeba. So we've got an opportunity that if we've got to be unique, these politicians and bureaucrats are saying to us, oh, it's everywhere, and they're hiding behind that. Well, okay, well, Mareeba might be a bit unique and we want to have a go. So we've got the willing people, so, you know, they should, those bureaucrats and politicians should be falling behind us to help and try and deal with something. And we've got two issues, like Dennis says all the time, we've got the here and now. We've got to stop what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And then we've got the humongous task of the hows, the wheres and the why, and trying to correct people and what have you, which is an enormous task. But Mareeba has that community that is capable of doing that, John.
Yes, exactly.
So we've got a bit of a problem with leadership, but we've got plenty of people in the community that are putting their heads up. So, you know, we've got a unique situation where we can give it a go.
Yeah.
And so they should be falling in line behind us and supporting us. And, John, in line with that, of all the things that make me toss and turn at night and I see the damage and the trauma that's caused from this stuff, I've worked in community and with politicians nearly all my senior life, adult life. I can't work out where a human being can see their fellow human being suffering, getting damaged, financial losses, old people suffering extreme trauma.
Yes.
And they're in a position to change it. And these politicians, they're supposed to be human beings first.
Yes.
What is wrong? What has gone wrong on that end of the law?
Yes. This is such a good point. This is such a good point. You're saying, how do they sleep at night? How do they sleep at night? That could be their mother. That could be their father. How do they sleep at night without intervening and finding some answers to this lunacy?
Yep. That could be their teenage son or daughter out driving a car and get bailed up at a set of traffic lights and smashed up to get the... Like, it goes on and on. How do they sleep at night?
I think it's a very good point. I'm so pleased you brought that up.
It's sort of like they're brainwashed. They've gone to Brisbane and got a big needle and brainwashed and don't want to give it a crack. I'm sorry, mate, but I just can't get over that.
Look,
anyhow, mate,
there'll be many people listening to you saying, hear, hear. Yeah, once again, just finish up with Sunday, the details.
Yep, mate, this Sunday at Davies Park there, near the high school, near the Mareeba High School, near the Mareeba Leagues Club, park on Doyle Street and all around the high school, park the bloody place out.
Yeah.
Come through the gate and get counted and sign in your COVID things. Be there, be ready to sit down at 12:30 because it goes at 1 o'clock. And if you know Dennis McKinley, when he says 1 o'clock, bang, that's when it starts.
Good on you, Ken.
Mate, Dennis has the ability to chair the meeting and control the meeting.
Yes.
If there's any like racism stuff or something like that comes into it, or any politicians banging the drum with hot air, he'll soon cut them off. Yes. He's very clever at that. Mm. So people won't have to sit through that stuff. Please come. Davies Park, Sunday, 12:30.
Good on you, Ken. Thank you. Ken Harley on the line up there at Mareeba. It's 22 to 12. Here's Cactus.